Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Good morning and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday and a Heart for Worship. This is Becky Phillips and I just want to thank you for tuning in or calling in or listening in the archives. We welcome you and appreciate you. It is Sunday morning and I have some songs this morning that I hope you enjoy. They weren't the original songs that we had planned, but that's okay. God's good and He can send His word through any song that He wants. His Holy Spirit's always present. So I just want to first say thank you to our sponsor, Rebecca Lawler Limited. If you heard her commercial and are interested in learning more about her beautiful hearts, please feel free to find us on Facebook and send us your email and let us know. We thank D&B Builders and Remodelers, Spa Gym, Naturopathic Center for Wellness. We can't do the show without you, so we thank you week in and week out for being able to help us bring the show to our audience. So I just want to open up in prayer. Father, thank you so much for who you are and everything that you mean to us, Lord. I just thank you that we can come to you as children, Father, and that's how you want us to come to you, and that we would just run with our arms open wide to give you our day.
can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger.
Me, and I am lost for words.
your undeserved love. Have I been given through Christ crucified? You call me out of death.
Appreciate your patience with my call keeps dropping. I don't know what's going on, but I just really wanted to share with you that last week I was sitting in church and I just picked my daughter up from being away at youth group and youth camp for a week, and I was really excited because she brought me home a CD that of the worship band that was out at her camp that week, and it's a phenomenal band. If you haven't heard of them, it's called the Repossessed Band. And I just encourage you to look them up on YouTube. But they were just, the CD is just awesome. And just, you know, listening to my daughter's heart and the stories that she told while she was there that week. And then going to church that Sunday with the family, and her speaker that was out at camp was speaking at church on Sunday. And he just had such a way of presenting Jesus to the congregation. And it just reminds me, you know, why we were created and the single reason why God created us, and that was to have fellowship with us, that he loved us and that we're his kids. And as I participate and go into worship each Sunday, I sometimes, it's at different churches and even at my own home church, I love them dearly. We have a fabulous worship department and worship band, and they really bring in and usher in the presence of God. But I think we as adults, we hinder ourselves and we get blocked, and we don't want, you know, people around us to look at us or pay attention to us. And so we don't engage in the worship and the time with the Father that we're supposed to. That's one-on-one, our time with him. And it just reminded me that we need to come to him as children. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 14, he said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Now, we're all God's children, every single one of us, whether we're 5 or we're 55. We're his children, and he's saying, let the little children come to me. We will always be his little children. And that's how he views us. And he says, don't hinder them, because the kingdom belongs to such as these. So I would love to just one day just go in and just blindfold the congregation, hand them all a blindfold, and then let the worship start, and just let them just realize that there's nobody around them paying attention to them, that they can just enter into that time and that presence with their Father and just enjoy that time and get ministered to just connect and have that connection with the Father so that we can lead the life that he's called us to live and walk in. So I was just really encouraged by the fact that our youth are so good at that. They love to worship. They love to be in the presence of God. If you were to go to a youth camp, you'd see them jumping around, praising God, you know, hooping and hollering and dancing and just falling down on their face and just spending that time with them because they are so, they haven't walked as long of life as some of us have. And so they're not quite as blocked as we as adults can get. And they don't have anything holding them back, and they just want all of God. And that's why God says, come to me as little children, because our faith is so strong and we just trust. We simply trust and never doubt. And so I would just encourage you through the rest of the show and as your week goes, is just come to Christ as a child. Find that child, that inner child in you that walks around with the adult person called you, and just let that child come out and just run to Christ and just encourage him and enjoy his time with him. So I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to the rest of the worship music, and I hope that you enjoy your time with the Father.
I'm not who I used to be, because I don't. 'cause I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. 'Cause I am redeemed. Thank God, redeemed.
I believe that you're my healer.
ever need, and we just thank you so much that we can have fellowship with you, and we can walk with you, and we can talk with you, and we can just be who you created us to be, and that we are accepted as we are. So Lord, I just thank you for today. I just thank you for the music, and I come against those spirits and principalities in high places, and that thing we call the devil that tries to come against us and keep us from your word going forth, Lord, that we just continue to penetrate, and we continue to war, and we continue to walk and fight for that time with you. We love you, and we praise you, and we just ask that if there's anybody out there that doesn't know you, Lord, and just feels a tug on their heart to want to know you more, Lord, that they would just ask right now that you would just come into their heart, that they are a sinner needing to be made clean, and that you would just wash their sin away, Lord, and that they accept Christ as their Savior, and that they believe that he is your Son, and he died on the cross for you, Lord, and that with that cleansing blood, they can be made new in you, and that they can accept you as their personal Savior. We thank you so much. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I just would encourage you to check us out in the archives at blogtalkradio.com. You can get a free Blog Talk account. It's real quick and easy to do that, and you can listen to the archives and the music anytime you want. You can find us on Facebook. We have a Heart for Worship page, a Soul Sister Radio page, a Heart for the Community page. We're on Wednesdays as well with a Heart for. Please stay tuned for Church Reboot as we continue in our lesson on the humanity of Christ. And I just hope that you will be blessed this week. Thank you for tuning in. We love you, and we are here to encourage you and lift you up week after week. You guys have a great week, and stay tuned for Church Reboot. Thank you.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple.
This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sisters Sunday.
Welcome to Soul Sisters Sunday, and this is Maria DiGiovanni, and we have Magdalena Gomez, and we have our beautiful special guest, Rebecca Lawler, and I also have Becky Phillips, who just did our show on A Heart for Worship, and Becky, it's always amazing. That show just brings us into the Holy Spirit, and so, but first, let me see, Magdalena, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We're not in the same place today, and that's kind of weird. Rebecca, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Good. And you're back from your vacation. How exciting.
Yes.
And Becky, you're still with us, correct? Oh, maybe she has herself mute. So she's getting ready to go to church, actually. So that's kind of exciting. Hello, ladies. Becky or Rebecca, why don't you tell us real quick how your trip is, and welcome back, my beautiful friend.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. It was amazing. Thank you for it's so nice to be home. And as you know, I'm wrapping up and the transition has started. I'm getting Claire ready for college in 7 days.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. Europe was just beautiful. And, you know, I feel like it was like history class, like, you know, all the things as a child that you, like, listen, you know, you're in history class, and you, like, learn, and you study, and you are a part of, it just so came to life. And since it is Soul Sister Sunday, I have to say that one of my most amazing things that we did was go to the Vatican, of course, in Rome, and it was just beyond words. So I feel so blessed to have been able to just take that trip with Claire, and it's nice to be home, and it's great to be back on with you guys. I sure have missed you all.
Well, the energy is really different when you're not here, so we're really happy that you're back. And this is weird because it's very seldom that we, at least Magdalena and I, are not together. And so Magdalena is actually in L.A. this morning. How are you doing, Magdalena?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, it's good to be happy in the spirit, and, you know, like, because I'm not around you, so it's that we're not together. But after the prayer, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to have to call the show back to get Dean on the radio, because, so I just wanted to let you know, so I know that's going on air.
Okay, so do you want to open us up in prayer now?
Yes, definitely. Dear God, thank you so much again for another amazing Sunday, a day that we come together to share about you and how amazing you are and wonderful in our lives, and how you just want the very best for us. And because you want so much of the best for us, Father, that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins, for everything that we have done on this earth to put him on the cross. And I know that this was something that was very painful to our Father. And God, I just thank you so much that you love us that much to send your one and only Son to show us your abundant love, your forgiving love, your kind love, your heartwarming love, but yet your strong love too, Father, because it says that you admonish those that you love. And sometimes we have to go through difficult times, God. And I pray for those who are going through some difficult times. Satan is really trying to attack, you know, whatever it is, even in friendships, divorcements of friendships, and, you know, people turning against each other. And it's just Satan just trying to break, you know, the peace, God. And I pray for peace in our lives. I pray for those who are hurting physically, God, that you bring them peace and comfort to them, God. We want to pray for our friend, Susan Milano Murphy, God. Please be with her and send her angels, God, that she is not alone. Thank you so much, Father God, for Steve Milo, the elk, Father, that you have given him an extra miles to go, and we are so grateful for that news, God, and please keep him healthy. We are just so grateful for that. We pray for Auntie Helen, God, that you may continue to be there with her through this time of her own healing with cancer, God, and I want to pray for my family, Father God. I want to pray for my mama, God. You just give her the strength every day to carry on. And she's such a soldier for you, God. And to God, that we can just be that for you, soldiers here on earth, God. And I thank you again for Joe Aquava out in space, God, that he'll be coming home soon. And we can't wait to have him on the show, God, because it will be amazing. And I just want to take this time and thank all our sponsors, Rebecca Waller Limited. Thank you so much for your amazing heart, and how it is because of your heart that we're able to carry on this show, God. Thank you so much to Robert Brown from B&B Builders. He creates amazing homes and remodeling, and thank you so much, Father, for blessing him. May you bring work his way and keep work steady for him, because he is truly a man that deserves so much blessings, and we are so grateful to have him. We want to thank Spa Gems, too, for their support. We want to thank Natural Path Healings with Dr. Sten. And we want to thank Balboa Island Jewelers for being our four fans, for Katie, for Katie Designs. We are so grateful to have her on our team, God, and just the blessings that you are bringing this way. We pray for this amazing show today, that we really may touch the hearts and gather everyone together in one mind and spirit, Father. We love you. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Beautiful. Amazing.
It's like I almost want to applaud. I know. It's so just, you know, when you're dealing with a prayer warrior, and it's always a really, it's great always to have Magdalena do that in the morning. It's weird not having her here doing it, though, so I do have to say. Today we're going to actually recap on what it is. It was the humanity of Christ. And my brother was on the show last week, and I see that he's trying to call into my other phone. So if he's listening, he's going to have to call into the radio show. But last week, you didn't get the opportunity to be on the show. And we started talking about the humanity of Christ and who this person was simply just as a man. And Rebecca, it was an interesting show, and Magdalena had to go off, so it's just you and I. And so let me ask you, when I ask the question of the humanity of Christ, what was he like as a man? What would you say to a person who does not even know who Jesus Christ was? How was he as a man? Because, you know, it's interesting because when I was sharing with somebody who happened to be of a different faith, and that faith was Wiccan. And if you know anything about Wiccan, it's different than Christianity. That's all I'm going to say about that. And when I was introducing this person to what I believe in my faith, I shared with him a movie called Jesus First. And the reason why I did was because in that movie, which was a made-for-TV television movie, because he laughed and he played with all of his friends, all of his disciples, when they were sitting around at the wedding. And, you know, Mary, his mother, is going, "You need to get up and go make more wine." And he's going, "No, it's not my time." This is what I want to talk about today. We read those scriptures, and growing up Catholic, okay, everything always had a halo on it, okay, and you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everything always had a halo on it, and Jesus of Nazareth, coming from a very Italian filmmaker, was like one of my favorite movies, but I didn't want to introduce that movie to this person first, because I really wanted him to see that Jesus was really just a man. So, you know, in the beginning of this show, this movie, here he is sitting there, and his mom walks up to him very casually and says, "You need to go do this." And he says, "Woman, I am so not ready to do that." Okay. And she goes, "No, you need to." So I really want to talk today about the man. And we started talking about it last week, but I really want to break down what he must have been like. He must have been funny. He must have been, you know, witty about different things. And so I really want to start there simply because we are there, Rebecca. You have been in labor pains for a long time, and all of a sudden, we are there. After all this time preparing, Jesus is sitting around at this wedding and he's saying, "Oh no, lady, I'm not ready." Just like you are, just like I am, just like all the women that are with us under Four and Hearts of Hope Foundation and Each Heart's Help campaign. All of us are sitting there going, "Oh my gosh, okay, we're getting ready to do exactly what Mary was saying to Jesus that day. Your time is here." And he's going, "Oh, no, no," because it says in the scripture, he told his mom he wasn't ready. And again, when we read that scripture, and I don't know if Magdalena has that scripture offhand. You keep going on and off, Magdalena, but you're still on now. If you could find the scripture.
What scripture is this?
The scripture of the wedding, his first miracle.
When he said he wasn't ready yet.
Yeah, and when he said he wasn't ready. And I want to kind of read that scripture, but I want to kind of put that spin on it exactly the way that it did in this movie. Because I can imagine, just like I've talked or had this conversation with you, Rebecca, it's time. You're ready to birth everything that's going on, and you're getting ready to go out there in the world and do this. And you say to me, oh, no, I'm not, right?
Well, yes. Sometimes you know, even though you are ready, and as we've talked about this for 14 years, 12, 13, 14, you know, you I guess when you are right there, you probably have moments that Jesus had, like, I'm not ready. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, really, God? Are you really serious right now? Like, can I just go back home?
Okay,
can I just get back and
about.
Sit back in my life right now, because it's a little scary and I don't know if I can handle this, and the transition is not going to be what I expected. And yeah, so go ahead, read that scripture.
Magdalena,
is amazing.
Yeah. Magdalena, read that scripture, because I really and because most of the time when scripture is read, I really, really do hear it like Jesus of Nazareth, okay? Like the way we heard things growing up in the Catholic Church, where everything has a halo and but he was a man, okay? Did you happen to find that scripture? And I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared for it.
Well, I'm still looking for it, so, I mean, we'll continue, but I'm still looking for it.
Okay.
I'm here,
Maria.
She's good.
Wait, oh, yay.
Dean, you're there.
I would like to add something about that first miracle.
Please do.
One of the ironic aspects of that first miracle was the fact that Jesus, he wasn't ready, like you just were talking about. He wasn't ready, but he did it out of the respect of the request of his mother. He wouldn't have done this for anybody else other than a parental request from his mother. And because it was his mother, he actually rebuked her. He says, no, I really don't want to do it. But because he had the authority as the first son, if you read when Maggie gets the scripture up, you're going to realize that he was invited as a guest to this wedding. His mother was there, his brothers was there, he was there, and Jesus actually brought 12 of his own guests, 12 disciples he was allowed to bring. Could you imagine coming to a wedding and you brought 12 of your friends?
Yeah, no.
So I could imagine them getting a little bit mortified when all of a sudden 12 of your son's friends comes walking and all of a sudden all the line's gone. It's not uncommon.
Well, that brings us to our first song, and I really want to, this is kind of a funny song, as I was up at 3:30 in the morning picking the music.
Yeah, I got that text at 3 this morning.
You like that?
No, I love that about you. You know what? And that's the trueness about what we're doing and what you're doing. So you're up at 3
really,
this morning.
Yeah, this is a pure little girl, and this is what I find amazing, and I really want to make a point of saying thank you so much to all of our listeners, our archive listeners that are blessing us. I cannot imagine the numbers going up as quickly and as rapidly as they've been going up, and so I just want to send out a special thank you to all those who purposefully take a moment and go in and click on this link and listen to the entire show. It's just amazing. And that's the reason why I picked this song, because I know that Jesus came, and Magdalena knows, Rebecca knows, and all those that are associated with what we're doing on Soul Sister Radio, that he came to shake, rattle, and roll this place. And we're going to talk about the man today and about how he delivered it, these messages with passion and conviction, but also how funny he had to have been and how off the cuff he had to have been, because he hung out with people that the Pharisees didn't want him to hang out with and the rabbis didn't want him to hang out with. He truly did come to shake, rattle, and roll the place up. So kick back and enjoy.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, 'cause I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle, and roll. 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 Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. You look so warm, but your heart is cold as ice. I said, shake, rattle, and roll. 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 Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul.
Because I could totally see the man, the one that I read in the book, God on a Harley Joe, really singing that song to us, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. You know, it's just a cute little song, because I know that that's what he did. And even in times like this, bringing the show together today and producing the show, A Heart for Worship Before, you guys can't imagine how we must be shaking up something, because the enemy does not want us to succeed, and you can't imagine how many things came against us this morning. So, Magdalena, did you find...
I want to share about shaking, rattling, and rolling. I kind of just pictured kind of Jesus with the disciples snapping his fingers and saying, shake, rattle, and roll, and that's what we're going to do. And, you know, he was hyping up his disciples, and, you know, this is the message that's going to rock, you know, the world. Really, this is the message that is, you know, people are going to be like, wow. And I see Jesus doing that, and you know, I just want me to read. Okay, it says, Jesus changes water to wine. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. And he said,
okay,
dear woman.
I want to stop there for a minute, okay? I want you to read it again, but Magdalena, I want you to read it in a different way, okay? Read it as if it was a script, okay? And Dean, you know the words to the script, correct?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Okay, so Magdalena, read it, but not in the way that we would normally read it, like the way that you normally do. Read it as if you are really his mother and you're talking to him.
I'm trying to think how old Jesus is and, you know, how
he's got to be. Well, wait a minute. This is important because this was the birth of his ministry. So he was 30 years old. So this is why we're doing this show, because we are birthing everything right now. A heart for worship. This show is going out the roof. Everything that we are doing, we're birthing right now, just like this. So he was 30 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Rebecca, correct me if I'm wrong, because you have most.
You're right about that.
Okay, because yeah. If it was the birth of his ministry, and he was a quote unquote teacher for 3 years, then he had to have been 30. So here's your 30-year-old son. He comes.
And Dean was right on that, where he said, like, his mother asked him. That was a great point, Dean.
Exactly. So so here we are, and now we're going to set it up, because I really want to get to know this person as a man, as if he was here, and this is your 30-year-old son, and he's sitting there, and he's playing with all of his friends, and read the scripture.
He brings this.
Read it, or if you want me to.
Well, read it, but kind of improvise.
Well, my approach was just, you know, Jesus, we're out of wine, like, do something. And then Dean would come in and say.
Well, I would like to interject here, just if I may, because this is a really, really important, like Maria was saying here. This is the genesis of his ministry. This is the beginning. And I find it really incredible. After, you know, Maggie reads the whole thing, you're gonna find a lot of humanity when it comes down to this particular tale, especially the part where he really is kind of distancing. He distances himself from wanting to be a part of a family and a unit, and that's not uncommon. If you remember going to a wedding. And you went to a big wedding, the last thing you want to do is have your mother come up to you and start badgering you. So you want to be with your friends. You want to be with your cousins. You want to go out and go and do the things that young men do at weddings. And the last thing you do is having to be put in a corner or be talked to by your mother, especially a request. Imagine somebody saying, I need you to go to the store and get us something, you know, all of a sudden out of the blue. In the meantime, you're ready to, you know, hang out with your friends for a while.
And go ahead and read the scripture, Magdalena.
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. So she simply made a statement. You know, she didn't say go and change it, but by stating that he felt compelled to make this wedding, you know, go through and, you know, keep the festivities going. That was kind of the concern that she put on to him.
So can I interject something in at this moment?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. This is like a really important thing about Jesus at this particular point. He's starting his ministry. He really wanted to make this perfect. Like, he didn't really want to, you know, he didn't really want to do what his mother asked him to do.
Exactly.
This shows a very human side of him, which was an amazing quality that people that really help and change and do have, is they really want, and we are here to help others and to make this place, this world that we're in, a better place. So I think that we see a very important aspect of his human life right now. Okay, continue. Of trying to please and make everyone happy, and try to really, you know, solve the issue of that very simple problem, which wasn't simple because as we know. Continue.
Did you want to finish reading Magdalena?
Okay. Then he said, "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby.
Okay. Go ahead.
Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Now, that was a lot of water there.
That's a lot of wine.
Yeah. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now." This, the first of his miracles, signs Jesus performing done in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
Okay. Dean, did you want to say something?
Yeah, sure. I would like to, there's a couple really, really interesting, you know, little tidbits here that are quite really cool. And, you know, one of them is the fact that, you know, this was also Mary's big coming out. And the reason why this was Mary's big coming out was because for 30 years, she held this big secret, you know, and what's amazing about it is imagine being the mother of God. You know, I think there's some mothers probably listening, and, you know, most mothers think that their kid, you know, is the apple of everybody's eye, is the most beautiful kid in the world, the smartest kid in the world. Well, could you imagine having birthed the son of the living God? Well, that's a big one to keep in your heart for 30 years. So when she came up to him and said, you know, son, we need some wine. There is no more wine. Jesus rebukes her, you know. Woman, why do you want to involve me in this? My hour has not yet come. Crazy as that is, this is that Mary knew this also, but she pushed it. She had to save face. Jesus had to respect his mother, his wish, even though it was not his time. God himself is saying to his mother, you know it's not my time, but you're going to force me on this. Okay, Mom, I guess I have to do it. I find that part of this story to be incredible.
Well, maybe too, because if you know anything about being a leader of a team or a captain or a coach, it's hard to get your people to do something sometimes. And as a parent, it's hard to get your kid to do something sometimes. So God did a great job in choosing Mary, I think, to be the parent, and she pushed it at the exact right time. And with that being said, we're going to have a station identification and a message from our sponsor, and we will be right back.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
One of the things that I know that he was, and his mother knew what he was, and since we are all on this path and we are becoming more and more Christ-like, we are two warriors. And the next song I chose that I'm going to play right now is an old time song that you guys are going to remember. And I want you to just sit back and listen, because we are this warrior. He was a great example just as a man. And And we have nothing to fear because we know that he died on the cross for us as that man and that he sustained. So real quick, we're going to go into our next song, and it's called The Warrior. And then we will be back to finish this conversation. Totally staying in with the groove of this music, and okay, you just change the water into wine and how great it is, and you guys know what it is when you're on this Holy Spirit high and you're out there and you're speaking and you don't even know where it's coming from and you're saying things that are so amazing. Can you imagine the high he was on after he changed the water into wine, and what a feeling of being that warrior? This is also something very important. And I want to really make a point of that, because as we all are getting ready to birth these dreams that are happening, harvest time is here. This is when we really need Romans 12, 3 to really make sure that we stay humble, because I can only imagine how he must have felt. Rebecca, would you like to, I mean, can you imagine that warrior feeling? Oh my gosh, he did it. I'm not going to do it, Mom. I'm not going to change the water into wine. He finally does it, and then wow.
Maria, it reminds me of that song, Sometimes I Get a Good Feeling, like I've never had before, that one song by Low Rider, but do you know what I mean? He must have been, like you said, on the spiritual high, and, you know, everybody at that time, after they drank a little more wine, they were definitely, you know, shaking, rattle, and rolling in more ways than one, but, you know, it's definitely something I'm sure that everyone felt. It was a feat of, you know, communion and bringing people together. Laughter and merry is what this wine, you know, is to bring about.
Rebecca, can you, I can feel you. Go ahead.
Yeah. But just, and if you can just, like, imagine, okay, I mean, how this, I mean, really that would take a miracle to do that. And just to be in a part of that miracle, like when you see, like when we see that today on earth, right, today, when we mm-hmm. see lives changed or children healed or God really coming in and changing a circumstance that could not be good, how amazing that is, and how much, I mean, for instance, how proud Mary would have been, like Dean was saying, and how, what a moment of just like complete in his life, the very beginning of his ministry
yeah.
and start of the reality of this amazing moment that nobody really probably, I mean, to be a part of that miracle. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and the simplicity yeah. of it. I like it because it's simple.
It was just simple,
it was the
exactly.
beginning of a very simple. And I think that if you really look at God and his life and who he, Jesus, who he was very simple at the core of everything. The simplicity is, that's such a beautiful part of his ministry.
Which I want to bring into, and Magdalena, maybe you can look for the scripture that we were talking about, and that is the one of the woman who had a child who was sick, and we have mentioned the scripture a couple of times. And again, he was very simple, and he was very passionate, and he was very convincing, and he was convicted to share the things that he did. It's how he shared them and the way that he chose to deliver some of these things that I want to make a point of. And this scripture is a Samaritan woman who is not a Jew. And she goes to Jesus and she says to Jesus that my child is sick and I need you to help my child. And the response that he gave, and again, when we normally read the scripture, I always receive it in a very saintly Catholic halo kind of way. And really, if you read the scripture, and I want Dean to share the way he delivers it, because it's a little off for how I normally have taken it. But really, if you read the scripture, it's exactly the way that he delivered it. And it was kind of not so nice, really. So, Magdalena, did you find the scripture? And again, I'm sorry, I had to produce the morning show, and it throws me off a little bit. So, Jed, we miss you.
It's Maria. It just for Magdalena's purpose, it's Matthew 15:21.
15:21. Matthew 15:21. Now, Magdalena, go ahead and read it exactly the way you read it, and then we're gonna do it again. So, go ahead.
Says, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, You have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
Now, normally when we read it, I receive it exactly the way that Magdalena has said it. And I love the way that she delivers scripture. Dean, now I want you to share with the audience your perspective. And because using the same verbiage that is in this scripture, and I think you like to use the King James Version. I don't know which one you have in front of you. Go ahead and really say, as a human, let's say this is just some guy and this woman walks up to him. And how is your perspective of this?
Well, this is one of those controversial subject matter when it comes down to the verbiage that Christ used here. And I find it when we talk about the humanity, this puts Jesus's perspective in women and how he deals with the opposite sex. We don't talk about that much often in the ministry. We don't talk about Jesus and his relationships with the opposite sex that much. And here's a perfect example. First of all, you know, it starts off with this Canaanite woman. She actually calls Christ Lord right from the get-go. So there was something about this woman that was something probably a little bit special. Because she obviously recognized his greatness from the top of her head. Why would you go ahead and just immediately call out somebody Lord if you're not even their religion and don't even know anything about them? That's number one. I find that incredible. So I think Jesus knew that this lady was special right from the beginning, as we all are. So when he references her as a dog and compares her faith to the crumbs off the master's table, or actually, you know, throwing her a bit, you know, throwing her a bone, it is a stark contrast from what we always have been taught about Jesus and the niceties of it. Well, what you have here is a simple example of a sense of humor situation. Jesus is meeting a woman. You know, when you go out and you meet a woman or you meet a man, the first thing out of your mouth is usually maybe a joke, maybe something in jest, maybe something that could put a smile on your face. And I think what Jesus is doing here is he's presenting a aspect of spirituality to her in a funny or a humorous light, and she responds in a humorous light. She responds saying, even the dogs get crumbs off the master's table, and he responds, yes, you're absolutely right, and for that, you know, you're going to be rewarded for your faith and for your knowledge.
I just think it's interesting that I've never heard it in that perspective that, you know, and she did. He gave it to her, and she gave it right back to him as good as he gave it to her. And I think that is also another reason why him and women, and they got along so well. Because if you notice, hey, Dean, go ahead. You were going to say something?
Yes. And this is where, that humanity part comes in. And, you know, Jesus really likes women because he never, he doesn't often proclaim somebody's faith. He doesn't, you know, say, you know, Peter, your faith is unbelievably strong. He very rarely compliments somebody on their faith, but incredibly, he compliments this woman, a woman that's unclean in the eyes of all his peers, a woman that's probably has afflictions. He's not allowed to touch, let alone allowed to look at, but he proclaims to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. I think it's amazing that he just, right there, you know, your faith. Woman, you have great faith. That's incredible. You know, his proclamation to her must have been outstanding. And what a feeling.
Rebecca, did you want to add to that?
I totally, you know what, Dina's absolutely correct about that. And if I may add another thing with a lot of the disciples, his 12 that he loved dearly, dearly loved. I mean, he actually kind of said, where's your faith? Remember that? Like, I mean, Thomas, and, you know, I think he really, I mean, he had a love of, he did have a love for women. And I think that's what makes him, like, the truth about him, and when I say the love that he had, his walk on this earth when he came here was about love. I mean, he really, that was his, in my opinion, that was his, you know, that was his calling. That was, and that's
and
what
his greatest example.
Yes, and that's what he was here. You know, that's what he was here to do, which was to love us and to teach us that. And to,
Dean, go ahead.
I would like to say one last important thing here, and this is what's really incredible, and I find this part just to be the real epitome of Christ and why we are accepted, and that's this part of the story. When he says to her, listen, I've only come for the children of Israel. I've only come for the Jews. He's testing her. And basically she rebukes him and says, listen, even the dogs get the crumbs from the master's table. Well, you know what, ladies? We are the crumbs. We are the dogs, which means that we get to eat at the master's table also. She questions the Lord saying, I'm only here for the Jews. And she says, no, you're not. You're here for me too. And he rewards her for saying that, saying, you're right. I'm here for you too.
Which is bringing us into our last song. And because of that reality and the humbleness of it all, this next song is called I Look to You. And this simple man that came to this earth to passionately give us this message of love, truly, it was all about his heart. It was all about making sure that when you are walking through the fires of hell, that you get out of your head and you only rest in your heart. And he is the greatest example of being able to do that, because that's not humanly possible for a lot of us. We don't know how to get out of our head and stop all the voices that are telling us that we can't do something or that it's going to not work out. We really have to get out of our head and get into our heart. And Rebecca, that is the reason why this heart of yours is so passionate to me, because it truly is his example of that love. So the next song that we're going to play is I Look to You, because that is all we have to do. Is when it really becomes tough, we can look at this human man and just look to him and know that he is the keeper of our heart. So here we go with I Look to You.
Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. to rise no more, searching for that open door.
Sunday morning, and I think of, as Dean was stating about this woman here, but also she knew he was great because she took the humility to get on her knees. And I think that's part and reason why Jesus, you know, was attracted to women. It was the women who came to him and they saw that hope, that living water within him, and they humbled themselves to their needs, and really Jesus took compassion on them. And to me, I mean, I want to share about how Jesus taught with compassion, that love, because he saw the hurt that sometimes we fail to see amongst others who are fighting the enemy, and it's the enemy that's jabbing us and, you know, trying to pierce us with the sword that, you know, we have to look with the eyes that God and Jesus sees each and every one of us when we are harassed and helpless. And that's really the message of love overall, and it's this message of faith. And one thing I love about Jesus, even though he was short and to the point, he always had authority. And I think of the authority that he gave us in Matthew 28, where he says he wants us to go and make disciples of all nations. He basically said, here's the baton, here's the key. I'm giving you that same key to go and follow my mission and to follow my heart. And, you know, first and foremost, love my mother, his number one teaching. And his second, you know, teaching was for us to love one another as God loves us, or, you know, that is our calling. Because once we can understand that and acknowledge that, we are being the messengers that he wanted us to be, and to go and teach about him to all nations in his name, in the name of the Father and of the Holy Spirit. And he says that he is with us to the very end of time. So he is within our hearts. and we are the key, and we have the power to share his very message in the same manner, full of compassion, full of conviction, full of love,
and full of grace. Exactly. We're going to go ahead and close off. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. I want to send out special blessings and thank you to all of our archive listeners who really do take the time and are just blessing us completely. Dean, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for joining our team as a content producer for Soul Sister Sunday. And Rebecca, we're going to have you close us out. Magdalena, I'm sure I will see you in a few hours, my dear. Again, I want to thank everybody, and we will see you next week on Soul Sister Sunday. And Rebecca, why don't you go ahead and close us out in prayer?
Father God, thank you so much for sending your son to die for our sins. And thank you so much for the show today where we learned more about his humanity and just his unbelievable love for us. And thank you for being here with us and for all that you do in our lives every day to make us better people. Thank you for Maria, for Magdalena, for Dean. Thank you for the heart that you actually did give us so that we can help bring awareness to the world to help children who are abused. And thank you for your grace and your love and just all that you do to try to share that with us on a daily basis. In your precious name, amen.
You're leaving.